Of 81, ascertained by Rupa Goswami Pada as 64. Out of 64, the five are the most prominent, and those five in ISKCON every day we do morning time. It's so wonderful. Now, what is the big deal about it? It guarantees you two things. You can go back home, back to Godhead, and awaken love for Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dayakaramare
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 Toma bina ki dayalo jagat samsare
Toma bina
Tuma bina ke dayalo jagat samsare
Tuma bina ke dayalo jagat
samsare Tavayavatara
Patita Pavana Hetu Tavayavatara
Moshama Patita Prabhu Napaibe Ara
Moshama Patita
Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi
Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi
Vibhava Lokantara Ami Bara Dukhi
Kripa
Bhakti Daya Kara Sitapati Adaita Gosai
Daya Kara
तब कृपा बले पाए चैतन्य निताय
तब कृपा
आहा स्वरूप सनातन रूप रघुना Bhatta Yoga Sreje Baha Prabhu Lokana
Bhatta Yoga Sreje
Baha Prabhu Lokana Daya Prabhu Srinivasa रामचंद संगमगे नरोत्तम दास रामचंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev. जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतसी श्रीमद शिल भय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतसी श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गुरी वैष्णववृंद की जय नमाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय लाचवानी रमनरेती धाम की जय श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत क्लास की जय समवेत वैष्णववृंद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरे All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please chant after me. Jaya Jaya Si Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Si Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you. So we are today serving Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, chapter Madhalila, chapter 20. Madhalila has 25 chapters. So this 20 to 4 chapter is all about scientific way explaining what is Bhakti Yoga by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. So this is very important. I mean, probably the most important. But then every page you come, you feel also like that. Last week, I think, I remember, I mentioned that Bhagavad Gita is the identity of God. And Bhagavatam is the personality of God. And Chaitanya Chaitamrita is the mentality of God. What Krishna thinks, what he does for us, it's all in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. And I still appreciate Shasha Prabhu's breaking news 6, 7, 8 years back somewhere in this temple. He said, why did Prabhupada stop translating Srimad Bhagavatam? He jumped into Chaitanya Chaitamrita. It's such a good, and we all participated. It was a very nice conclusion. What? Do you know any important verse in Chaitanya, in Bhagavatam, where you'll find the most important verses of Bhagavatam? In Chaitanya Chaitamrita. The person Bhagavat, how he manifests. So, Sanatana Goswami Pad's wonderful listening from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the conversation is very sweet. If you ever wonder, like, philosophy in a story format, that's Chaitanya Chaitamrita. It's full of philosophy, actually. But it's a story format. So today we are serving text 120. So I divided that text 108 to 151 is one category. It's actually very systematic. The way Mahaprabhu taught, very systematic. Here he's going to most this four chapter, I mean all the way to 108 to 151, just text. So right now we are in the middle. It talks about three energies. The Lord has one energy and how the three energy actually functions. And see if you can find yourself which energy you belong. So today's text is 120. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Jadi Krishna Unmukahaya. Sei jiva nistare maya tahare charaya. Sadhu shastra kripai jodi krishnan mukhaya. Sei jiva nistare maya tahare charaya.
Sadhu Shastra Kripa Jadi Krishna Mukha Haya.
Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Mukahaya Se Jivanistare Maya Tahare Charaya Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Mukahaya Se Jivanistare Maya Tahare Charaya Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Mukahaya Se Jivanistare Maya Tahare Charaya Mothers Sadhu Shastra Kripai Jodi Krishna Mukahaya Se Jivanistare Maya Tahare Charaya Thank you. So I'm going to read the synonyms, not the translation, but see if you can see how Prabhupada gave more mercy than the sloka itself. As a Bengali, I can actually translate this word to word meaning, but Prabhupada's translation is much deeper than what Mahaprabhu is giving here. It's very interesting. Okay. Sadhu of saintly persons. Shastra of scriptures. Kripaya by the mercy. Jodi if. Krishna unmukha haya. One becomes Krishna conscious. Actually, unmuk means, the Bengali, unmuk means face to face. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, that's called unmuk. Muk means face, unmuk means towards. But Prabhupada translate, become Krishna conscious. It's like a, really like a over flooding of compassion. Say that jiva, living entity, nistare, becomes liberated. Maya, the illusory energy. Tahare, him. Charaya, gives up. Would anybody like to make the translation without looking Prabhupada? I mean, you really have to have an abundant compassion in order to come to this conclusion translation. It's so beautiful. Okay, let us read the translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Together. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunction and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya who gives him help. You know these two things in the translation. Help him is not there. Word to word meaning there is no helping. And voluntarily is not there either. Because Prabhupada was doing it. The whole Guru Parampara is doing it. So he put it like a perfect, appropriate translation. So sometimes this translation is more than the sloka itself. Because if I only remember the sloka, not the translation, I won't translate that way. I will say, by the mercy of sadhu, you may get deliverance. But that's not what Prabhupada said. He said, voluntarily preach and help him to become Krishna conscious. It's very sweet. Purport is even more beautiful. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A conditioned soul is one who has forgotten Krishna as his eternal master. Thinking that he is enjoying the material world, the conditioned soul suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. So what's the definition of conditioned soul? Someone, without looking at the purport? No, something else. Suffering is not the first. It's a sequence. Prabhupada, the way Prabhupada put it is perfect. Yes, first he diverted himself. And the relationship is broken. So Prabhupada there. And then the suffering came. If you put the sequence, then we can go back to the same way. I'm sure Prabhupada was deeply thinking when he was giving this purport. Saintly persons, sadhus, now goes to the positive side. Saintly persons, sadhus, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, preach Krishna consciousness on the basis of Vedic literature. It is only by their mercy that the conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness. When awakened, he is no longer eager to enjoy the materialistic way of life. Instead, he devotes himself to the living entity, loving transcendental service of the Lord. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he becomes detached from the material enjoyment. Bhakti pareshanubhava virakti annatra chaisya trika eka kala. Bhagavatam 11:2-42. This is the test by which one can tell whether he is advancing in devotional service. One must be detached from material enjoyment. Such detachment means that Maya has actually given the conditioned soul liberation from the illusory enjoyment. When one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Whenever he thinks he is the enjoyer of material advantage, he is imprisoned in the bodily conception. However, when he is freed from the bodily conception, he can engage in devotional service, which is his actual position of freedom from the clutches of Maya. This is explained in the following verse from Bhagavad Gita 7:14. I was going to touch that, but I think next speaker is going to speak the next verse. So let us beg mercy to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can join together. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurube Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshutarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namam Namo Mahabhadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namo Panchatatmatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktaksham Namami Bhakta Saktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindaye Tulasi Devaye Priyaye Keshavascha Krishna Bhakti Pade Devi Satvate Namo Namo Bhakta Vihinaya Aparada Lakshe Shiptascha Kamadi Taranga Madde Kripa Maitam Tamasaranam Prapadde Brinde Namaste Charanaravindam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So in the purport, I mean every sentence is very profitable, I would say, and we must remember Can someone help me? Why Prabhupada said here, when one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Is conditioned soul, they think they are as good as Krishna? How? Otherwise we will be reading Prabhupada's book, but we are not going to assimilate. If we read and acquire knowledge, but we don't never apply in our life, it can create a big impediment because we'll become proud. I have gathered so much knowledge. The knowledge is for application, and without applying to our own self, we cannot have realized knowledge. So knowledge goes from ear to the head, and from head to the heart, where it will take purification. Purification means our consciousness, thinking, willing, feeling, going towards Krishna's service to the devotees. Otherwise it's not a purification. Purification is not something like going to Holy Dham and not respecting the devotees in Holy Dham. Narottam Das Thakur says, you're wasting your time. I got scared when I sang that song. And then, when purification takes place, two other things happen. What happened? Our consciousness transforms, literally. So purification causes transformation. Then what happened? You are satisfied. You will not give up Krishna consciousness. Wherever you are in the world, you are satisfied by chanting and doing whatever service you have. That is required. Without that, our progression may crumble, both. It is very important that purification, transformation, satisfaction. Now in the beginning Prabhupada says, the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly person. So how do you get mercy of saintly person? Help me.
By service.
Very good. When Guru gives initiation, I'm sure you all read in Prabhupada's books, I found 17 places Prabhupada put. What is the seed means? The initiation, he gives the Bhaktilata Bij. What is the seed means? Prabhupada said very clearly in the purport. Instruction, yes, it's close, 99. Can you hit 100 answer, 100%?
Service?
Yes. Prabhupada said two things, very nice purport. It's a 151, 19th chapter in Madhulila. You can, beautiful. Prabhupada said that when we talk about initiation, so see if your initiation actually activated. Internally you will feel always strong desire to serve the Vaishnavas, to serve Krishna, to serve, serve, serve. You follow? Our constitutional position is servant. Our function is service. Our nature is love. All three has to be together. Nature, function and position. When you feel always to serve, and if you don't feel like service, those who are listening online, something is wrong in the heart. Something is not processing internally. What is externally? Three things supposed to develop. From Prabhupada's purport, I can show you. A strong faith to sadhu's word, guru's word and scriptures. They are not internal, they are external. Internally, service. I want to serve. You don't feel like to live without service. This is very nice. Beautiful verse. I mean, every verse is beautiful, but this translation Prabhupada did so nice. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly person. I had mentioned that before also. What is saintly person means? How do you know you are associating with saintly person? Well, you are saffron cloth. Isn't saffron cloth is saintly? Is that true? Maybe, maybe not. Thank you, Mr. Santrabhu. Saintly person is not by saffron cloth or tilakam. Prabhupada could have said, when Prabhupada was asked by the reporter, how do you recognize your follower? I love the way Prabhupada answered. It's like such a genius answer. He didn't say you see tilakam in their forehead or shave head or sika. He could have said. What did he say? They're perfect gentlemen. Perfect gentlemen. I was thinking, what is perfect gentleman? So I was digging information. I was talking to Radhanath Maharaj here, there. He said, when one endows with a wonderful service attitude, beautiful character, this is what a disciple means. This is what Prabhupada's follower means. Beautiful answer Prabhupada gave. It's so perfect answer. So, sadhu, sangha, I mentioned this before, I'm going to mention it million times more. It's a 11th canto, 3rd chapter, text 30. You can repeat after me so you will remember. Parasparam anukatham pavanam bhagavajasa mitha rati mitha tusti Nibritte mita atmana. The translation is very interesting. And I found, the verse Krishna spoke himself this, what is sadhu sangha means. Because Prabhupada said, by the mercy of sadhu, you get the mercy. But what is that mercy? We should detect, no? Did I get it? First thing it says, we, each of us, has to learn how to associate with sadhu. It is not the sadhu's meeting is a sadhu sangha. Means we have to prepare that I'm going to have a sadhu sangha. What is the preparation? Pavanam bhagavad jasa. There has to be discussion glorifying Krishna and bhakti. If it is not glorifying Krishna and bhakti and devotee, it is not sadhu sangha. Hari Bol, how are you, Prabhu? How is the car doing? Did you get a new car? I got a loan. Yeah, I got a new car. It's okay. I'm not denying you cannot talk that, but that don't consider that is your sadhu sangha only. Sadhu sangha means it has to have some substance. We should not just take the external form. It will not take us too far. It has to carry substance. Substance means there has to be some conversation. Just like Tushan Krishna Prabhu, he used to live here. Goroshakti's father. But he was a principal. Anyway. Alachyaka Academy. Thank you. So I remember I had a long talk with him one day when he used to be here. And he said, Prabhupada is like an unbelievable sadhu. I said, what happened? He said, I got the permit for the New York Ratha Jatra. So in the permit it say he applied 3 card. Now the mayor office, they thought 3 card means like a little card, you know, like a shopping card or some kind of a card. So on the Ratha Jatra day, it's like a blocking the half of the road, you know, the cart. He said, this is a cart. You said cart. I said, this is cart. Well, you didn't tell us the size. You didn't ask the size. So the mayor had to engage, instead of 3 police officers, for the 3 little cart, now he has to engage 135 police officers. But it was nice that they were escorting Prabhupada Subhadra's cart. It was wonderful. So whole discussion was there. So then at the end Prabhupada said, so what happened? He said, well, I applied for 3 cards. And then whole conversation he mentioned. Prabhupada said, that is like Bamandev follower. And he said, Bamandev follower? He's thinking like, what is Bamandev follower? He said, Bamandev asked for 3 steps. But Boli Maharaj thinking, he doesn't understand that I am the owner, king of the 3 worlds. Why 3 steps? I can give an island, I can give a country. But he has no idea what the 3 steps means. Took over more than he had. He could only give 2. And finally he gave himself the 3rd. The possessor is more important than the possession. It's a good logic Boli Maharaj gave. So like this, Parasparam Anukatam Pavanam Bhagavad Josa. So whenever we meet, we should have some. Just begin. And I started this, you know, a few years, and I see this is happening. Anytime you call some sannyasi or Maharaj or Prabhu or anybody, have little talk. Hare Krishna. How is your sadhan bhakti going? Little bit before you start your other conversation. Little. It will help a lot. Consciousness will purify. Why? Because the first thing is that you have to endeavor to have the sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha is not physical meeting. Means you have to think like, okay, this Prabhu is here. What am I, we are going to discuss? How that will purify our conversation and existence. So this is first. Second, Vaishnava association means has to be glorifying to either Krishna or bhakti or the devotees or all. But one of the 3 has to be glorified. Third, the purification process develops loving relationship with Vaishnavas. It's so nice. Mitha tusti. And fourth is, when you develop a good relationship with the devotees, Alachua, I think we have a very good relationship. I was traveling as a sannyasi candidate to different temples. I won't say the name of the temple because I respect that all these temples. When you go there as a visitor, you give a lecture, you get a donation, you get nice prasadam, different devotees invite you in the house, it's very nice. But then when you get into the personal, like a helping the management from a spiritual side, like they're okay and doing, you feel like, whoa, is this the same temple I used to come? Because there is a personal issues. It's very difficult to go along with the authorities. So many things. Just like even in Alachua, one devotee, senior devotee, sent me text. The president didn't smile. I don't feel like to come. I said, I didn't see anywhere Prabhupada says that president has to smile when you come to temple. Mother, you are senior too, to me, and she is also senior. Why you are putting this kind of barrier? It was like a very funny, you know, like when you think very deeply, oh yeah, there's the issues. So we have to focus the purpose. Our life should be purpose-driven. Purpose-driven. why we have come here to ISKCON, why? There has to be some reflection. What is the purpose of coming to ISKCON? Am I getting there? This is very nice. So this verse is very perfectly suited. So I hope you all remember. One was, you have to endeavor for association. When you come to temple, whenever you meet devotees, you have to endeavor. It is not going to happen automatically. Means you have to think like, okay, what can we do right now with this Prabhus and Matajis or anybody I'm talking, how it will purify our existence. Hare Krishna, you can address like that first. And then start some discussion. And anything, the subject matter, you have to relate with some pastime somewhere. And Tushan Krishna Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, everything I said, you like bringing something from the scriptures. He says, this is perfect sadhu sangha. I mean, I haven't met face to face conversing with Prabhupada, but I meet enough through those devotees' conversation. I learned a lot. It's like a meeting Prabhupada. And the fourth is, if you develop this loving exchange with the devotees, genuine loving exchange, not artificial, then it says, mito tusti mito rati. You will definitely experience a satisfaction in your heart. If ever any devotee complained that, oh my God, I have a little problem of talking with that devotee, my mind is disturbed. That's a opposite. Because we didn't focus what sadhu sangha is supposed to be meaningful. And the fifth one is, and if you develop this kind of loving relationship with the devotees, and you are always conscious that I'm associating with the devotees, do not judge mental or sentimental, remain transcendental. Then what will happen? You will not give up the material body or material assets, but the attraction to enjoy them separately from Krishna will disappear. Everybody got it? 5 points. What is the sadhu sangha means? First is?
Endeavor.
Thank you. Sadhu sangha means endeavor. Anybody you talk, even your own wife, children, they are sadhus. They are not your wife or children or husband. They are sadhus. That Krishna sent them for you to take care. When you think like, okay, what's the best I can do? Krishna sent them, means I have to also remind them about Krishna. This consciousness will give us ultimate goal in this life, right now, in our life. We don't have to wait for next. Okay, I hope you got this, all these 5 points. Then I'm going to go to this. I found many quotes from Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita where how Maya allures us, if you can detect, you can stop her influence on you. I didn't search all over Vedabase, but I found enough, all Prabhupada's quotes, beautiful. And I put in a little format myself to remember always. So give me 1 second, I'll give you the reference why it is. It's beautiful. I find very attractive. Whenever I converse with someone, whether it's a Mataji or Prabhuji, and I also watch in the back where I'm going with this conversation and how far it will go. When I drop the conversation, will that devotee benefit from my talking? Otherwise, why I'm wasting time? And if I don't have a good intention to help that devotee or serve that devotee, then why I'm doing it again? This is very nice. And where this idea comes from? This comes from the Prabhupada's comment. So here, just 1 second. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay. First is, If you ever wonder, are you endeavoring to get out of this world? First thing Prabhupada said, very interesting. It's from Bhagavad Gita, introduction. One paragraph Prabhupada said is so powerful to me. He said, I'll read exactly what Prabhupada said. In the Brahma Sutra, this inquiry is called Brahma Jigyasa, Adhata Brahma Jigyasa. Every activity of the human being, every activity, he says, of human being is to be considered a failure unless he inquires about the nature of the Absolute. Therefore, those who began to question why they are suffering or where they come from or where they shall go after death or are the proper student for understanding Bhagavad Gita. It's beautiful. So now let me ask you a question. If we don't inquire every moment, or at least 5 minutes every hour, or 10 minutes every hour, you know, if you practice, every hour for a few minutes, if you don't inquire about spiritual, where are you going to go? Where is the soul going to go? Huh? No, they will go somewhere. Prabhupada said that also in the paragraph later. Animal life, no more human life, finish. 8 million life, go on the another merry-go-round or whatever, cycle of birth and death. This is so nice. So next, the question to the audience. Is that consciousness that is what determines whether we are material or spiritual? What is contaminated in the consciousness? Or what is contaminating? And Prabhus and mothers, believe me, if you don't think deeply about it, it's not possible you can purify consciousness. It's not automatic. Yeah? What is contaminating? No. Their mind and intelligence is like a computer. If I get a bad email, it's not a fault of the computer. In one sense. We say that, Manoeva manishyanam karana bandhana mukshaya uddharet atma atmana vayam natma upashadayet atma iva atmana bandhur ripuratmana. Yes, the verse says that mind is the cause of friend, mind is the cause of... But actually mind is a via media. What is coming through the mind, that's our more focus. That's where the consciousness is coming through, filtering through the mind. So what is contaminated and what contaminating? Okay, let me ask you the other question to go in an indirect way. Is it bhakti or the, we say namabhas, namaparat, is it the bhakti is contaminated or is it the bhakta contaminated? More specific. Bhakta, very good, very intelligent mothers. Bhakta contaminated, is bhakta the soul is contaminated or his psychophysical nature contaminate, I mean his nature, or his process that he's following got contaminated? You have a three option. Only one is correct. What is it? When we say that consciousness is contaminated, is the consciousness the devotee who is contaminated or the process is contaminated? Okay. The devotee is the soul, because we have a three existence. We have a physical, subtle and the soul proper. Which is contaminated? All three or one or two? No, you have to answer straightforward, whether yes or no. I know soul is covered. That's why I say you have a three existence. But which is contaminated? Very good. Very good answer. Physical is not contaminated, neither the soul. Soul is always pure. But the route the soul takes to connect to the physical world is contaminated. Very good. See, you all are genius. I knew that. No, mind, intelligence, ego, their biomedia is going, that's why.
So, but then what's contaminated?
When somebody asks you, where do you live? Oh, I live in America. But do you really live in America or you live in Alachua? Like a, you know, like more. When you say mind, it's not really the mind like a person.
So
is a media that it filters through.
What is that called?
It's called subtle body, or you can say biomedia, or the route to connect to the physical world. Are you from India originally? It's not possible you can say that if you cannot use the mind to go through the physical. Because the Indian body, this whole idea, the soul doesn't have. Soul connects through the mind, and mind said, yeah, this is Indian, this is man, this is woman, this is good, this is bad. Mind creates, you follow, it's a filter. Like a red glass, I see everything red. Am I seeing wrong? Yes and no. But if you say, is this true? No, you have to take off the mind. Then you can see the clarity. So something like that. I mean, metaphor on top of the metaphor. So soul is a product of his own decision. This is a beautiful. I hope you all made your own decision, what you want in life. Because you are a product of where you're going to go, and why you are here, and how you are here. You decided. Krishna only sanctioned it. I discussed that a couple weeks back also in the class. We have to be very alert. We only are initiating cause. Krishna sanctioned it only when he sees that we deserve. And Prabhupada is very merciful. He said, wrongdoing things, Krishna support that, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But soul is so stubborn, then Krishna finally gives. Yes, Prabhu. You see a beautiful girl walking by. How do you know it's a beautiful girl walking by? Can you know? Can you ask yourself? Soul is not actually are fully aware. Soul consciousness, soul connected through the consciousness, and the route he takes is polluted. So he said, this is the object of my enjoyment. But actually this girl belongs to Krishna. We're supposed to respect as a Krishna's devotee and help that person to come. But if I think she's an object of enjoyment, where this idea coming from? It's a polluted consciousness. That route is the mind or false ego or combination of all.
Well, it comes from the heart. You purify
the heart. Prabhu, heart means thinking, willing, feeling. Heart doesn't mean somewhere physical. Heart means where the source of thinking, feeling coming from.
So talking about
the self. Self. Yeah. But it is passing through. And if we cannot discriminate how it is passing through and confusing us,
yeah,
then we'll never come out of it.
It's useful to intellectualize these things, but really, at the end of the day, if you're a Hare Krishna, your heart becomes
pure. Yes, but those things will pop in front of you and you have to consciously avoid it. Krishna is not going to do for you. 1863 Krishna says, Itite Egena Maikhatam Guya Guya Taram Maya. I have given you everything, Arjuna. You decide. Karshe Jata Ichchasi Tatha Kuru. You decide what you want to do. Krishna will never decide for us. Krishna wants us to learn, get trained, and decide what we want. And if we are eligible, he will help you to go forward. So it is a self-journey. Okay, I have only 4 minutes. 4 minutes. I didn't even give those clues. Okay. I'll just read it very quick. This is from... I'm going to jump to the next person. Tourist meeting in a hotel. Anybody read in Bhagavatam? It's in 9th canto, 19th chapter, 27th verse. So Prabhupada writes, thereafter Devjani, the daughter of Sukracharya, understood that the materialistic association of husband, friends, relative is like the association in a hotel full of tourists. The relationship of society, friendship and love are created by the Maya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exactly as in a dream. Next, Travelers. I'm talking about each of us. We are a traveler in the material world. Travelers in a restaurant. Anybody ever read? It's in 7th canto, Prabhupada put in a purport, 7-21. My dear mother, in a restaurant or a place for drinking cold water, many travelers are brought together. After drinking water, they continue their respective destination. Similarly, living entity join together in a family and later, as a result of their own action, on their own action, not automatic, they are led a part of their destination. Third, sticks, you know, like a wooden sticks, branches, sticks meeting the river. Anybody read this? It's also Prabhupada purport in 10.5.25. Many planks and sticks, unable to stay together, are carried away by the force of the river's waves. Similarly, although we are intimately related with friends and family members, we are unable to stay together because of our buried past deeds and waves of time. Next, fallible soldier in an army. This is in 2nd canto, we are reading, 1st chapter, text 4, Prabhupada purport. Person devoid of atma-tattva, do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldier like the body, children and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. It's very sad. Next, dreams that will end. We are in a dream, just in case if you are wondering. This is from 7th canto, chapter 14, text 3. In a dream, we form a society of friendship and love. When we awaken, we see that it has ceased to exist. Similarly, one's gross society, family, love are also a dream. And this dream will be over as soon as one dies. Therefore, whether one is dreaming in a subtle way or a gross way, these dreams are all false and temporary. Next, elements scattered by the wind. This is from 10.82.43. Just as the wind brings together masses of clouds, blades of grass, wisps of cottons and particles of dust, only to scatter them all again, so the Creator deals with created beings in the same way. In a conversation with Dhritarashtra, Akrura concludes, in this world no one has any permanent relationship with anyone else. O King, we cannot stay forever even with our own body. What to speak of wife, children and the rest. Every creature is born alone and dies alone. Alone one experiences the just reward of his good and evil deeds. Okay, I'm going to go to the last one. There are 11 I created, but I'm not going to read all of them. Saying that this is called transcendental affection. What is the conclusion of all whole 13 things? Because of the time. In the first canto Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the striking prayers of Queen Kunti. With regards to family attachment, she prays, O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of the universe, please, therefore, sever my tie of affection for my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Brishnis. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. In the purport, very nice conclusion Prabhupada gave, Srila Prabhupada clarified how affection cannot be annihilated but must be redirected in a spiritual way. Perfection of pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affection does not mean completely negation of the finer elements, like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others, because this is the symptom of life. The so-called affection for family, society, countries, etc. consist of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, It is called devotional service. But Prabhupada last purport, Prabhupada further clarifies, her affection for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of the range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and the Vrishni was due to family relation. This tie of affection in terms of material relation is the relation of Maya. Because the relations of the body or the mind are due to the influence of the external energy, relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relation. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant, Prabhupada said, this from 1.8.42, those who are listening, very sweet line, he says, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage, but the relationship of the soul is the cause of freedom. So we have to start seeing our family related relatives are children of Krishna. Krishna gave us in our life to take care of them, to serve them and bring them to Krishna. If we are not doing that, we are going to get material attachment. I hope you all got it. Okay, I end here. Sorry, I went over time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any takeaway or any further? Yes, Prabhu.
A silly question, Prabhu. Do we produce children in the spiritual world when somebody goes to the Goloka?
Why not? The Brajavasi, you cannot dance with Krishna unless you are born in a Gop Jati. This is in first Madhulila chapter 9. Venkat Bhatta's conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, Srutigan Gopiganer Anugata Haiya Brajeshwari Suta Bhaje Brajabhava Laiya Bhajya Antar Jabe Gopi Deha Paila Sei Dehe Krishna Sangha Rasa Kriya Kaila. Krishna Ek Gopajati. Guess what? Krishna also has a caste system, but it's transcendental. Krishna belongs to Gop dynasty. Krishna ek gopajati gopi preyoshita. All the gopis that he dances with are belong to the same caste. You want to dance with Krishna, you have to take birth in that family. So there is a birth. That's the final birth.
But once they go to the spiritual world and they dance with Krishna, do they produce further souls?
We generally don't go to spiritual world straight from here. In Krishna book chapter 28, Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation. Prabhupada elaborate, very nice, really, middle to the end, you can read. Prabhupada said, after you give up this life, you enter to an abode where Krishna is performing Leela. And you will become like one of the girls in the village, or a boy, or a cow, or a monkey, whatever your relationship with Krishna. And then you will be born from the Brajavasi's womb. And then Krishna will accept you. From that point, you are completely Krishna's, like an eternal associate. Yes, Prabhu. One second, is that okay, Abhigyan Prabhu?
So my question is, once you finally reach to that destination with Krishna, whether you are born from the Gopa caste or not,
no, no, you have to be born
on
Gopa.
Once you are born from the Gopa and you reach to that Krishna, and once you are associated with Krishna, then do you produce kids or?
No, you don't have to, but if you need, you can. It depends on your relationship with Krishna. Just like Prabhupada says in the 7th canto, 14th chapter, yeah, ideal family life. Prabhupada says, very nicely, he says that if somebody feels like I become more Krishna conscious when I'm with my family, Prabhupada said, this is very nice. It's not a Mormon's idea. It is a Hare Krishna idea. Maybe they borrowed from us. That Prabhupada in the purport write, then end of life, you can stay with the family, become more mature, and end of life take the whole family to spiritual world. And I found Sanatana Goswami Pada's a very beautiful comment. He gave a how those family comes to spiritual world. So I give you one example, very nice. Krishna gives completely to that family, each family. But Krishna gives to everybody. It's a very dynamic. So Krishna will come, but if you are not expressing a particular service, you just want to serve as a family, but you want to serve Krishna, but not in a particular rasa or anything, then Krishna will give you a like a tree body. So you are the husband, you are the big trunk.
Pranayavaloke janandanandana vichitra vesa akarna venu saha Krishna sara pujam dodo. That verse actually explains this. That a beautiful in 10th canto that explains this. Krishna, not shoes or anything, he embrace you. You are the father. You forgot, you are in Columbus, but now you are in Golok Vrindavan. So you are the father, Krishna give you a big hug. You completely drown into ecstasy when he gives you a hug. You know how you climb the tree? By hugging. So Krishna hugs like this. Then he comes to a branch where the vine goes, the wife is there. And Krishna rubs his entire body and giving her completeness. She will be completely like crying and drown into ocean of ecstasy. Then the daughter will come. You have a daughter? No. So if you have a daughter, daughter will come as a beautiful flower. And Krishna will pluck the daughter. Very nice. Then he drops the other smells on the ground. Or she doesn't die, she takes birth again immediately. It appears like a birth, but it's not appear like a birth, but it is like a, immediately another flower. Then Krishna plucks the fruits as the sun. You want to become fruit? Krishna will eat you. You will feel so happy touching Krishna's lips. Gopis are praying to touch Krishna's lips. And you will be in ecstasy. And then Krishna finishes eating and he drops the seed. You pop again another fruit and showing, come on Krishna, here I am. It's beautiful, isn't it? It's just one example. There's so many examples how the Brajabashis actually serve Krishna. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
What caste is the gopi's caste?
Same thing. It's in the Chaitanya Chaitanya Madhulila. Gopi, gop jati. Jati means caste.
Jati.
Gop. Krishna is also belongs to Nanda Ghosh, gop jati. But that is very beautiful. Even one lecture, Prabhupada said, Krishna decide, the Supreme Absolute to decide to be born in a Vaishya family. But no explanation why. When you meet Krishna, you can ask him, why you choose not Brahmana family or Kshatriya? I mean, he comes, but not directly. He comes as an expansion. Vasudev's son is an expansion, not as a Brajabashi. Brajabashi likes a Vaishya family. So it's very mystical. Is that okay, Prabhu? Okay. He likes cows too, yes, of course. Cows are the mothers and the calves are the boyfriend, like a shakkaras. That's what you want to become? Sure.
I want to be a servant.
Okay. Well, calves are servant. They wrestle with Krishna, they play with Krishna. The form you can change. I was going to tell you a story, but I didn't tell actually kind of a time. I always ran out of time. But there is a beautiful that how Krishna wants to do many pastimes and the coward boys take different form. They take a bird form, they take a different form. So form is not like something fixed. Your service is fixed, your relationship is fixed. It's the best thing you want, you don't want. You cannot convince Mother Yashoda, Radharani's paramour relationship is higher than her. It's not possible. Don't try. Neither you can convince Radharani, Yashoda Maya's parental is less. Don't try. This is a wrong way of, it's a material way of judging. Because each person
Mahaprabhu says, there is a famous verse, Jar Jai Rase Sarvatama Tatastaya Vicharile Ache Taratama. Tatastam means in a judge. If you are in a neutral position, you can say this is higher, this is lower. But if you are in the rasa, you never say that. Madhumangal thinks he is Madhumangal, he wants Madhumangal. He doesn't want to become another person. He will argue with Krishna. I am a son of Brahman, I am higher. Krishna says, I ran out of butter, makhan. No, what do you call it? Butter? Butter makhan. Mother gave me today a short, or maybe I was hungry more. Madhumangal, give me your butter. No, I don't share. I am a Brahmana, you are Vaishya. You know, leave the distance. Krishna says, I want more. No, I can't. You're not going to give. So Madhumangal takes everything in his mouth. He's already chubby. I mean, chubby, not in a bad sense. Because in America, when you say chubby, it's like a, some connotation. It's like a, he's not a healthy person or something. No. He's chubby means he looks like a stout. That's how he is eternally. So his cheek becomes so big because he cannot swallow immediately. And his life will pop. Krishna went like this. You know what happened when he do that? What happened? It's all come out. Came out to Krishna's mouth. Brahmaji saw this. This is not God. He cannot be God. Krishna cannot be God. How can... Eating from the mouth of another person. Oh. Demigod did mistake, but I am a Brahma. I know better. Guess what happened? He went to his abode. When he entered into his abode, at the gate, I'm sorry, I'm passing late. Actually, I have another class at 10. But I'll finish it with this. So when he came, he has an airplane. Airplane is... Who is the airplane? Swan. You don't need anything else. Swan is self-satisfied just by singing Brahma's song. Swan carries... Swan landed. When swan lands, there's a millions of sages, children, they welcome Father Brahmaji. They sing the song. They sing the Samaved song. Many songs. They dance to welcome. But that day, because he judged Krishna like this, he went to his abode. Nobody even cared. He's thinking, where is everyone? This is my abode, my home. Can you imagine, Prabhu? You come to your home, you park the car, and you're opening the door, hello. And your son come out, said, can I help you? Can I help you? I'm your father. Oh, you look like you're trying to be pretend like my father. That's exactly what happened to Brahmaji. Brahmaji said, why nobody is welcoming? He asked the security guard, do you know who I am? I'm your father. I know our father said that somebody may pretend like him. So now I see what he said, it's true. You are pretending like you are like our father. Brahmaji said, what? I'm not pretending. I'm your father, Brahma. He said, very nice joke. Of course, the conversation when the head sheriff came, you know, head sheriff, they have a security guard also in Brahmaloka. So head sheriff came, said, can I help you? Can I help you? I gave you birth, you came from me. He said, very nice joke, but I'm busy, we are busy, don't disturb, otherwise we'll take you out. Brahmaji is very intelligent, he understood something went wrong. Something went wrong, and the story goes long. Next time I'll tell you what the end is. So sweet. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.